Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football Today. Today is our college football game preview. The first weekend, Labor Day weekend, as the LSU Tigers take on the Florida State Seminoles down in the Big Easy. New Orleans, the Superdome, the only game of the day on that Sunday, Labor Day weekend. So if you enjoy the video today, I surely appreciate it. And we surely hear 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And helping me break this game down, it's a blessing. That's right. I don't care what nobody think out there, because I have a gentleman that knows all about this history. Matter of fact, deals the game that changed the course of Florida State football history as the Seminoles went down to Baton Rouge in 1979 and shocked the world to let everybody know that this football program from Tallahassee is going to be here to stay. And a gentleman who had an outstanding game that day, because I remember it, I was in my dorm room at the University of Arkansas watching it live. This gentleman, Mr. Bobby Butler, was the starting corner. So he's going to tell us all about this football game and how much it means for both programs, because it's a big football game. Because the winner of this game can be a national player on a national level. So if you enjoy the video today, please come in and share it and help me. What more can I say? The guy played 12 years in the National Football League. It's nobody doing that now. He's the gentleman that set the tone for Florida State and where their program is today. He was a two-time All-American. He played the cornerback position at a high level. And before I bring him up, one more thing. See, this is why God is in this plane. I'm Vincent Turner, so I don't go out there and get no comments about how to play the cornerback position. I go to this gentleman right here, and he can tell me every nuisance to be great. How you doing, Mr. Butler? South Florida in the house. Tell us about LSU and Florida State.
We're in the house today, Vincent. Hey, listen, I'm excited about this game because just like you said, it reminds me of a game back in 1979, you know.
Yes, sir.
When nobody gave FSU a chance to do anything, you know, we went into the Lions' den. Or let me say this, we went into the Tigers' den and took the stripes off the Tiger. And so maybe it looked like a lion after we came out of there. So that being said, you know, LSU will be favored in this game. But Vincent, just like 1979, who cares about a Monday morning quarterback and what they think about the game, right?
Yes,
sir. The game has got to be played, and the game is going to be won on the field, not what somebody said. Now, we've been playing, we haven't played LSU a lot in our school history, but we played them 9 times, and Florida State is 7-2. So they beat us the very first time we played against each other in 1968 in the Peach Bowl. And they also won, the last time they won was in 1982. But we've had a 4-game winning streak in this game. You know, it's going to be a great game, you know. And I hope the Tiger Nation take us light. But for Brian Kelly, the new head coach at LSU, knows a little bit about us, and he know this. If FSU come to play, he is going to have trouble on his hands. Because last year at Notre Dame, he barely escaped. He barely escaped. That game could have gone either way. We could have won that game. All right. So he was a coach at Notre Dame last year. So he know the potential that what we have in going into this game. Now, for us to win the game, Vincent, there's a couple things got to take place. We got to dominate on defense, man. We got to dominate on defense. And I think our defense is up to the task. You know, we got some new transfers in. We'll talk about them. But I think our defense is up to the task. Because what we got to do on defense, Vincent, we got to help with field position. We got to shorten the field and give the offense more opportunities to score. All right? In the Noble Nation now, they talk about LSU being hungry for a big primetime game. We hungry too. We ain't just hungry this season. We've been hungry for a few years now to win another big primetime game on national TV. And we hope to do that down in New Orleans this year on Labor Day weekend. But, you know, at the end of the day, LSU's got some great players. You know, they got great wide receivers. Kayshawn, I think they pronounce his name, Abute, and Jerry Jenkins. They're pretty good receivers. Last year they had some good numbers. Quarterbacks Miles Brennan is a decent quarterback. He gets the job done. You know, and on the defense side of the ball, man, they got B.J. Ojulari, you know, who can get after the quarterback. And then on top of that, you know, Jaquaylen Roy is a stud inside. So he's going to be a good run defender for the LSU Tigers. But on our side of the ball, here's what I know. Quarterback Jordan Travis is going to give LSU defense fits because of his athletic ability to run the ball, but his ability to pass the ball. A lot of people don't give him credit. See, I look at the little things, Vincent, you know, in his passing game. Now, see, the thing about him, our offensive line hadn't been good in the past 5 years, right? So now, you know, some of those guys are veterans now, and we've had some transfers to come in that should help us on our offensive line. I'm excited about it. If they give Jordan Travis a little bit of time to do what he got to do in the passing game, LSU going to have troubles on their hands, right? So that's what I'm looking forward to. Now, we talk about what's truly the room on our offense. We talk about our running back room. We're going to run the football, Vincent. That's what Coach Norvell does. We're going to establish the run, and we got some dogs in the hunt. You know, we graduated a couple guys last year. You know, but Trayshawn Ward is coming back. And then we got a transfer from Oregon named Trey Benson. I got a feeling they're going to light it up. Now, if you can establish the run, that means we're going to wear LSU defense down. And I believe we're going to do that. And then if we can establish a run, our play action balls down the field, Travis is going to have a big night. But it's going to really be all dependent on how we run the ball, Vincent. It's going to be all dependent on how we run the ball. Now, you know, we got on defense, we got Lovett, James Robinson. You know, they're going to cause problems in the whole 2022 season. You can count that. On the D-line, you know, I think we're going to be great. One of the aspects on our defense is going to be up front. See, I'm a firm believer in this, Vincent. If we can win up front, we can win, right? We got to be able to win up front. Now, our defense is way ahead of the game in our front interior. So I think we're gonna have a great game. Remember this name right here, Jarrett Verse. Now we had a kid to transfer from Georgia last year who became a first round pick of the New York Jets, right? But listen for this new name, transfer from Albany, Jarrett Verse. He's a pass rushing nightmare for people. He's gonna get in the backfield, Vincent. He's gonna get to the quarterback. Our receiver room, I've been saying this since the beginning of time, ever since I played there in some 77 to 81. We are never going to be lacking wide receivers at FSU. Wide receivers at FSU are a dime a dozen. It don't matter who's out there, who's ever next, let's go. But we've got some guys. We got Jaquie Douglas and Ontario Wilson. They led the team last year, but we got two transfers. Mekhi Pittman from Oregon, and I love this guy, Johnny Wilson from Oregon State. Watch out. Watch out. All right? And our secondary. You know what? I'm not going to talk a lot about these guys. And the reason being, Florida State is DB University. We always got some new puppies. We got some new babies that's going to grow up to be men. Jamie Robinson is going to be all over the place in the secondary. We got a big recruit who came to us, Akeem Dent. It's about time for him to step up like the greats of Florida State history. And I think this year is going to be his year. And then we have Amarion Cooper at corner. Bruh, we're going to be all right. So here's what I'm thinking. Everybody's counting us down. They're looking at the last two, 3 years, thanking Florida State. But it's our time, I believe, Vincent. It's our time. It's Coach Norvell's time to bump it up, to getting back in the hunt of what we know to be really good football from the Seminole football program. And I'm looking forward to it, brother. Looking forward to it.
When you look at this football game, and I'm going to say this, it's going to be on Labor Day weekend, and I'm going to be posted up somewhere in my living room, and I might have a little alcohol beverage because it's going to bring back the history. Now, Mr. Butler, you didn't know this, but Miles Britton has quit football, so Jalen Daniels is now going to get the reams to run that LSU offense, and you got to go back to what he did at Arizona State under Herm Edwards.
Okay.
Similar quarterback then, which I have over there with Jordan Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them gentlemen are going to play huge roles in this game because both of them are dual threats and both of them can make things happen.
Okay.
I'm looking at the coaching aspect. Mike Norrell, you told me something about 3 months ago. You said you feel like Coach Norrell is that guy. You just hope that the Florida State Nation can be patient with him.
Absolutely.
He's 8-13 in 2 years. But I saw some progress at the end of the year. That was a football team that lost, Florida State lost their first three games. But they was able to regroup. And if they were to beat Florida in a close game, they would have went to a bowl game.
Right.
But now you got a quarterback that went 5-2 in his last seven games in Jordan Travis. Mekhi Pittman is a baller coming from Oregon. Johnny Wilson, as you said, is a baller, 6'7", Clyde Drexler, 5 slammer jammer. And Trey Benson is a very scary guy. When he was at Oregon, he was one of the top five recruits in the country coming off the West Coast, tore his knee up. But now, what I heard from indications, he was a baller down there in spring practice in Tallahassee. But when I look at this football game, I keep it very simple. The game, to me, is going to be won on the perimeter. Big-time plays. As you say, DB University, Kevin Knowles, Amari Cooper, Jamie Robinson, Akeem Dent. How are they going to handle Mr. Boye, Mr. Jack Beck, Mr. Kyrie Jenkins? Now, I'm just going on this, Bobby. From all indications, they say this receiving corps is like the 2019 Jamar Chase.
Okay.
Terrence Marshall, Justin Jefferson, if Mr. Daniels can get him the ball, that's where the game is going to be won to me on the perimeter. Because one thing for sure that I know about this game, 4x100, speed everywhere, athletic ability, Bob Hayes, Dion.
That's right.
Jim Bailey, Bobby Butler. Because if you make a mistake in this game from a defensive standpoint and that Superdome turf is fast, it's going to be lights out. I expect a high-scoring entertainment game. But I'm going to tell you this. You got two teams. LSU has still got a lot of talent over there. Orgeron, Coach Orgeron didn't lead a cover bearer. Florida State has made some moves with Coach Norrell. This is going to be two teams that's going to be very surprising and two teams I wouldn't want to play during the regular season. Mm-hmm. Both of these teams are going to be improved. But I think it's going to come down to me, the quarterbacks, who are going to have the better game. And most of all, the coaching. Mm-hmm. When I look at Coach Norrell, the heat is on. Make no doubt about it.
Right.
This is his time, third year. Mm-hmm. He's had 2 years in the offensive system. I passed off the COVID year. But he got some guys that can make plays now. Mr. Pittman, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Benson. Mm-hmm. Florida State has improved defensively. Florida State is real strong on the defensive line side. Like you said, Mr. Verse, FCS two-time All-American. Mm-hmm. You got Fabian Lovett, outstanding football player, Robert Cooper. Their line of scrimmage is tight.
Right.
Then when you're looking at LSU, they bring up a couple of transfers from Arkansas and Greg Brooks. Michael Baskerville is still a player at the linebacker position. Mike Jones. Allie Gay came back. He was a guy that was being highly rated. Right. B.J. Olenere from Marietta, Georgia. But to me, the kid's going to come down to coaching. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this. Look what Brian Kelly done. Mm-hmm. He coached in Notre Dame for almost 10 years. Oh, it's not easy. It's not easy coaching in Notre Dame.
That's right.
He still had them competitive under academic restrictions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But think about it. He could have stayed there and got more money out of Notre Dame.
Absolutely.
But he comes to the SEC. Mm-hmm. LSU, the toughest conference in America, mm-hmm. with that fire, mm-hmm. that smoke. You got to get 50 million fire trucks to put that out.
That's right.
A&M. Bama. Mm-hmm. Boy, Arkansas coming up.
Yes,
don't sleep on Auburn, even though they had a step back. Mississippi State under Mike Leach. And then Ole Miss under Baby Lane Kiffin. Mm-hmm. He picked that conference, even though he's getting that money, mm-hmm. to come there and coach. And the thing I like about Coach Kelly, what he said, mm-hmm. he said, I want to be with the best. The best.
That's right.
You know what the other words I want to say? That takes a lot of B-A-L-S.
Right. That's right.
So you got two programs here. Mm-hmm. This is a major football game where these programs are going to go in the next few years. Mm-hmm. With Mike Norrell, I think he's done a good job of bringing Florida State back to where they need to be. Mm-hmm. But it's always that signature game. This is a game. Both for Coach Kelly, both for Coach Norrell. I'm going to go on the limb. It's going to be a high-scoring football game. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to come down to special teams. I think LSU has a better special team. I'm looking at a 35-31 game. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at track meet. I'm looking at explosive plays. I'm looking at having a very entertaining game. I'm looking back going to 79. The legends, Bobby Butler, mm-hmm. Average Joe Hunter, Ron Simmons, Scott Warren, Reggie Herron.
That's right.
And people out there, can you feel me? As the Lord said, can you get up and say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Because it's going to be mm-hmm. the most entertaining game that Labor Day weekend. ESPN picked a good one, brother. Florida State and LSU. And I'm blessed to have a great one. Your final words about the football game, Labor Day weekend, down there in New Orleans.
Like I tell you, Vincent, I agree with you. It's going to be a track meet, right? It's going to be a track meet. And I remember 79. It was a track meet. You had about four or five track runners on the field for both sides. And it's going to all boil down to one thing. And you said it, play on the perimeter. And I agree, LSU can never be as good as 2019. I just want to let you know that. I like the fact that they say the receivers are just as good as Jefferson. It ain't going to never be that good. All right? Good. It ain't going to never be that good because those guys are probably the best three receivers in the National Football League.
Yes, right? Sir.
So I can't give them that kind of props yet. Right? And so, yeah, it's going to be a track meet. It's going to be a very well-played game. I just say this to the Seminole Nation. You know, you're going to enjoy this game. It's going to be a good game for us. I still think we're going to win the game, right? It's just some factors in the game that Vincent that I like, And not just because I'm an FSU guy. You know, when I look at that young man, Travis Jordan, man, I see something. But anyway, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Travis is going to mature a lot more than the past. And I think we're going to pull a game out, 37-28. That's my final score.
Let me get the young man's name right. Travis Jordan. Jordan Travis or Travis Jordan?
Travis Jordan is his name. Jordan Travis, I'm sorry, is his name.
Yeah, Jordan Travis. Yeah.
And the thing about Jordan, you know, he's a 5'6" kid. You know, he's a 5'6" kid. He's a special kid. I watched his, not only his play on the field, but Vincent, you have to watch a kid's demeanor over time, how he's been able to handle adversity. You know, when they brought the quarterback in from Central Florida, the people were talking. You know, he never went in the papers or started talking crap in the media. He was supportive, right? He would give anything for the program. And so he's done that, and he's remained a guy. And so, you know, a healthy Jordan Travis, you know, it's going to do work. I mean, he did work last year. We get our running game going like we know we can and know we should. He's going to be a special guy because you're going to have to find him and know where he is on the football field, because he can beat you with his legs. We know that. And he also can beat you with his arm. Miami found that out last year, right? And so I'm looking forward to him coming back this year, you know, with more experience. And I'm excited about Florida State football.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
My final words is I give special thanks to the legend, the 12-year veteran, two-time All-American of Florida State, Bobby Butler. My final words, when I think about New Orleans, I think about good food. I think about the hype that is on Bourbon Street. You got two fan bases that's going to be representing. So the only thing I think is the hot boys, bling, bling. It's going to be bling, blinging. And hopefully, whatever school comes out of this, they're going to be a big player on the college football national level.
Absolutely.
If you like the video, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. Thank you. I'm Vincent Turner, joined by the legend, Mr. Bobby Butler, Atlanta Falcons, Florida State University.
Go Noles.
And Delray Beach, Florida. Let me get that in. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.